The Weekly, When ISIS Killed Cyclists on Their Journey Around the World. Episode 4, Collision. Producer, director Singili Agnew. An American couple quit their Washington office jobs to bike around the world in search of experiences they couldn't find from behind their desks. After thousands of miles through more than 24 countries, Jay Austin and Lauren Gagan's journey came to a violent end on the side of a highway in Tajikistan. That's where five men who had pledged their allegiance to ISIS ran the couple and their travel companions down and stabbed them to death. Watch the story of the attack in this episode of The Weekly, on FX and streaming on Hulu. Join the conversation about at The Weekly on Twitter and Instagram. Hashtag TheWeeklyNYT. Rukmini Kalamachi is an international investigative reporter. For the past 5 years, she has covered ISIS for The Times, interviewing dozens of terrorists around the world in an effort to understand the inner workings of their organization. She is a four-time finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, most recently for her work last year based on thousands of pages of ISIS documents she retrieved from the rubble of the group's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria. Her podcast, Caliphate, which explains the Islamic State's murderous ideology, won the Peabody Award. Follow her on Twitter, at @rkalamachi. In this episode, our correspondent, Rukmini, travels to Tajikistan to retrace the couple's path and to sit down face to face with the architect of the attack. Investigators show Rukmini the evidence they collected, including the ISIS ringleader's cell phone, which contains his communication with Islamic State leaders abroad before, during, and just after he and his men killed the cyclists. Questioning a terrorist, without simply allowing him to try to justify his deeds, is a powerfully effective way to help viewers understand the pathology of the jihadist group's murderous ideology. Show notes. Behind-the-scenes commentary about the show. Before Jay set off to bike around the world with his partner, Lauren, he blogged, "I've grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle, of coloring the best years of my life in swaths of gray and beige. I quit my job today. I'm terrified and thrilled. Here we go. Creditiffany Del Rio." The team obtained exclusive access to the contents of the cell phone used by the ringleader of the deadly attack. The videos, photos and metadata on that phone were used to reconstruct the terrorists' movements and strategy, forming the backbone of our film. Here, producer, director Singili Agnew traces the cycling route Jay and Lauren took through Tajikistan, identifying the location where the attackers first spotted the travelers. Credit Victor Tadashi Suarez for the New York Times. Tajiks erected a memorial for the victims at the site where Jay, Lauren, and their cycling companions were killed by men who pledged allegiance to ISIS. Cars stop on the side of the road every day to offer prayers at the spot in southwestern Tajikistan. Credit Singili Agnew for the New York Times. Rukmini interviewed Jumakhan Nazarzoda from the Ministry of Internal Affairs at the spot where he killed one of the ISIS attackers involved in the killing of the cyclists. Mr. Nazarzoda also detained the ringleader, Hussein Abdusamadov, near the village of Tutbulak, Tajikistan. Credit Singili Agnew for the New York Times. After fleeing the murder scene of four cyclists in the Donghara district of Tajikistan, the ISIS attackers passed through the town of Tutbulak. The villagers became suspicious of the strangers and their damaged car. Cell phone video shows the villagers trailing the assailants before surrounding them until the authorities arrived. Credit Singili Agnew for the New York Times. Rukmini revisited the orchard along the Pamir Highway where Jay and Lauren spent their last night of their journey. The orchard owner who hosted them, Nazarkhan Karkashov, told Rukmini, "They were searching for something good. It's unfortunate that this terrible incident happened in Tajikistan and 9 million Tajiks' reputations were ruined." Credit Singili Agnew for the New York Times. Jay Austin and Lauren Gagan. Jay's tiny house was moved to his sister's property in Atlanta. His and Lauren's friends in Washington plan to organize a memorial bike ride in that city on Sunday, July 28, a day before the first anniversary of Jay's and Lauren's deaths. Lauren's family and friends held two memorial services, one last September at her alma mater, Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles, and another in November at Georgetown University in Washington, where Lauren worked. Her family also endowed scholarships in her memory at both schools. Kim lives on the same houseboat in Amsterdam she shared with her partner, Renee Wok, who was killed in the ISIS attack in Tajikistan. She's in regular touch with fellow survivor Marie-Claire Diamond, as well as Jay's and Lauren's families. Abdusamadov is serving a life sentence in prison in Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan. Four of his accomplices were killed by security forces in the days after the attack. Abdusamadov maintains his allegiance to the Islamic State. ISIS in Tajikistan. ISIS has been blamed for other attacks in Tajikistan since the July 2018 assault that killed the four cyclists. The government said militants were behind a prison riot in May, when 29 prisoners and three guards were killed in Vikdat, just east of Dushanbe. The terrorist group had claimed responsibility for violence last November at a different prison in the north of the country. Another security challenge for Tajikistan's government is policing the long border it shares with Afghanistan, where thousands of militants are said to reside in the remote mountain provinces. Complete coverage. Rukmini wrote an elegy of Jay and Lauren in August 2018. They were both 29 when they were killed while biking with a group of other tourists in southwestern Tajikistan. Two other cyclists, one Dutch and one Swiss, were also killed. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, the jihadist groups first in Tajikistan. Then, the Islamic State released a video of the five men who carried out the attack pledging their allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the terrorist group's leader. Follow Rukmini's search to understand the world of extremism in her Peabody Award-winning podcast, Caliphate. Director of Photography Victor Tadashi Suarez, Additional Cinematography Nick Kraus, Video Editors Jeff O'Brien, David Hare, Senior Story Editors Dan Barry, Liz O'Balin, Liz Day, Associate Producer Madeline Rosenberg.